RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Maze Runner, The Death Cure, now playing in area theaters.
Maze Runner franchise fans all agree the first film is the best one. Why? Because it actually has a maze in it. Aesthetically pleasing young men of indeterminate age have no idea who they are or why they are there. But there is a gigantic and life-threatening maze to solve. The next two installments in the series take all of this initial promise and set it on fire. Their survivals yell at one another how important things are, run around, make grand statements, and make you want to scream out loud, "Why are you calling any of this Maze Runner? Where is the maze?" At least the Divergent franchise did us all a favor and canceled their last film after realizing it was going to lose a ton of money. Unfortunately, any and all goodwill was lost after they split the final film, Allegiant, into two separate entities. Maze Runner spares us the final installment sequel, but they make sure to turn the screws on you with an overbearing 2.5-hour running time. An editor could lop off 30 minutes from anywhere in the print, and we wouldn't miss a thing. It's so repetitive. Adds and throws away characters whenever the plot needs a catalyst to save the day or just get out of the way, and has 19 too many speeches about the bond of friendship and the price of rescue. Continuing with its familiar moral dilemma, the Death Cure never really settles on a position. To possibly save the many, should we torture and condemn the few? Apparently, science's best chance to find an antidote to the zombie plague infecting the world is the blood of the naturally immune. That makes sense, but this isn't just a lineup in a queue scenario and take some vials to produce a vaccine. For whatever reason, the blood must be run through intense sessions of adrenaline and heart attack-producing episodes. Hence, the maze, with crawling creatures quite adept at killing the immune population. The evil pharmaceutical corporation is killing its own limited supply base. I'm sure there's an answer to all of these blood questions, and why the promising candidates must be tortured for the science to work. But those answers are most likely in the source material, the books. The script does not offer a satisfactory explanation, and I am not sure many of us would care anyway. The Death Cure is so empty. It is 142 minutes of empty. Our heroes repeatedly mosey on into certain death, all because the bad guys have my friend. I am sure everybody is best buddies and all, but that motivation does not justify the amount of slaughter to come. Director Wes Ball sees his baby through to the end, and that earns an attaboy. However, he made sure to keep his most irritating reveal shot. Just like in the nauseating Scorch trials, every time there is a new character to introduce who will impact the plot in some minute way, we see their back. They mumble some wisecrack, and then they pivot for the big reveal into some lighting that did not exist just a second ago. The big reveal character this time is Lawrence, played by Walton Goggins. Lawrence leads a Mad Max Fury Road ensemble of desperate outsiders, trying to gain entry into the last stable city in the country. The city's citizens cower behind walls and gun turrets to keep out the riffraff. While the big reveal is merely an eye-rolling filmmaking technique, just wait for the laziest of all writing flaws, the resurrection. You were dead! That's what you thought, but I really wasn't. You've got to be kidding me. I won't tell you who's not really dead, but take one look at the cast list, and there it is. In the grand scheme of this garbage stacked on top of rubbish, it doesn't matter who is alive or dead anymore. By the end, characters are killing other characters just because. There's no prior motive or gain to be had. The plot says it's time to start sorting survivors from chaff, and why one villain puts a bullet hole in another villain is anyone's guess. Screenplay adapter T.S. Nowlin coulda shoulda saved the franchise a whole bunch of headaches if he had just copied the first film. It was a mystery. Nobody knew anything about how to deal with what they were confronted with. The boys created their own environment. Thomas, played by Dylan O'Brien, morphed from a scared animal in a cage into a leader. He had the drive to get him and his friends out of there, take responsibility, and lead us all into an intriguing film. Now Thomas stumbles from point A to point B, mumbling something about "I've got to save him" every 5 seconds, jumps out of a skyscraper, makes some promises about seeing you on the other side, and 142 minutes later, we're all ready to stumble and mumble ourselves straight out of the theater. That is why I give Maze Runner The Death Cure 1.5 out of 4 stars.
Maze Runner The Death Cure is rated PG-13, now playing at Studio Movie Grill Seminole, Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place, Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, AMC Sundial 20, and Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill. Radio St. Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.